and those young warriors that fight for that freedom. We win it, but we win it in the heart of the American people, of the moms and dads that are back here watching for their own children, for their grandchildren that are serving, and our heart trembles. For the youth, willing to die for freedom. It goes deeper than our blood. It goes deeper than our death. It goes to the heart of who Jesus Christ is. He said, I give you freedom. He had to die to do it. In order for you and I to be freed today, blood was shed. That blood on the cross. Do you know why I'm patriotic the way that I am? Do you know we're the only nation in the whole wide world that honors God in our Pledge of Allegiance? You better believe I'll pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I will pledge allegiance to the flag that God has given us, the freedom that we have, the peace that we have, the understanding that you are able to go to college, you're able to go out in the freedom of this land. It's by those 16 young folks. You have their names. You keep them. These 16 young folk were more than willing to stand right there, holding babies, pulling them to safety, and slaughtered in the process. What does it take to do that? It takes a touch of the Master's hand. It takes a knowledge of what being free is all about. We can argue. We can fuss. We can fight. And boy, do we ever do it. But we can hug at the end because we're free to do that. God bless the United States of America and all those young warriors that are ready and willing to fight. You got it, David? Let's go. Let's stand, please.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
There ain't no doubt I love this land.
This land.
God bless the USA.
God bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
and New York to L.A.,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say,
defend her still today,
'cause there ain't
You may be seated. Let us pray. Father, how we lift our heart to you. So many times, Father, our hearts are saddened over the loss of loved ones. And Father, I know that only you can look within us and understand, because you watched your Son, your beloved Son, your only begotten Son, Heavenly Father. You watched him hang on a cross and accept the sins of the world, your people, your family, and you watched him die. Father, he shed his blood that we might understand true freedom. Father, I lift to you this morning Wendy and her family as they mourn the loss of her dad. Father, I lift each one of these warriors, all 13 that I mentioned, Lord, I lift their families to you, asking for your special touch upon them, Father, for those families have lost warriors, children who cared for the freedom that you gave us. We praise your name for America, Lord. We praise your name for the gifts that we have. And we praise your name for the love that Jesus and only he could give us. For it is in his great name that all the world can be saved. We ask your blessing now upon your service, Father. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. You and I have been on all of these different journeys, but there is a journey to success. And when I'm speaking of success, I'm not talking about monetary gain. I'm not talking about your stature that you have. I'm not talking about the position you hold in society. Success is that peace that only God can give. You see, you can have all the money in the world, and the world will look at you as you being successful. But if you don't have Christ as Lord and Savior, if you don't have that ultimate peace and dying lonely, folks, when I leave this world, I will not die lonely. My family may not be able to be around me, no matter what it is. I may not have that touch of the human heart. I may not have that around me, but I guarantee you this, I will have the hand of Jesus on me. I want you to know what it means to be a Christian. Christ, the greatest of all warriors. Do you know that he was thinking about you when he went to that cross? You see, the warrior that they said he's lost, this Jesus, this one that you all say is the Messiah, where is he? For he hangs on a cross all bloody, beaten, and battered. Where is he? I wish I could tell him, Brother Randy. He's in my heart. What you see, what you saw on the cross, these people standing around jeering, some weeping, so many mourning, the hurt and the pain. Our only hope is gone. Yet they did not know how successful Jesus truly was. That success as he reached down from that cross. Brother Randy, he called your name. He took a stripe for you. He did a stripe for you. He bled the drops of blood in him for each and every one of us. For all humanity, he said, won't you come? I stretch my arms out wide open. Won't you come? And if you've come, whoever calls on my name will be saved. Amen. The love that Almighty God gives through the blood of Christ. And he said, but without the shedding of blood, there'll never be freedom. Without the shedding of blood, there'll never be peace. I'm talking about the peace that only Christ can give. That's success. That's the success that you get within your heart when you have so much peace that the threat of death is nothing. For I know I shall never die. I know that I will step from this body straight into the arms of the angels that God has surrounding me to protect me. Oh, it takes the angels to protect you. Look at your life. Look at the evil that is around us. There is a spiritual warfare that goes on all around us in the air. The Bible tells us, God gives us warning. Evil is there, but so am I. My son gave his all just for you. Do you not think that God Almighty won't be there with you? How many of us, each one of us, look at our life. How many times have we looked at it and said, Lord, I wish I hadn't have done that. Lord, I wish I hadn't have said that. Lord, I wish I hadn't have got myself in this mess. And yet the Lord always says, come on, son. Come on, daughter. I'm here. I'm here to show you victory. It is victory, Brother Randy, in Jesus. Good song to sing. Victory in Jesus. For the victory lies within the heart of mankind. God says, let me speak to your heart. Let me speak to you where you are. Let me tell you about success. For the journey for success I give you, it all begins at the cross. And it will all end at the cross. For it is by the way of the cross that I go home. It is by the way of the cross that you, Christian, will go home. You want peace? You will never find peace on earth. It is not the peace on earth that you're looking for. You're looking for the peace that you can find on the inside. It doesn't matter what's going on. Everything may be great today, but war can be tomorrow. But God said, I give you success in your life. As soon as you say yes to my son, you become the greatest of all success. God said, I'll give you the formula. I want you to understand. This is God's word, folks. And God said, I will give you the guideline. First of all, I want you to have faith. When you have faith in me, faith that I will do what I claim that I will do. God says, this is what I'll do for you. I read the book. It's in the book. And he says, 1, 2, 3, here it is. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Follow me, and I'll show you what success is. Success is the inner peace, being at peace with you and your God. And I can only do that through the blood of Christ, through the hope that he gives, that I can find that peace that I preach about. I got it, folks. I got that peace so deep, oh, I get excited over it. But it is not a peace that I earn. It's a gift from God, because I said, I believe. Therefore, I got all of Jesus I'll ever get. You hear me? I got all of Jesus that I can ever get. He gave his all. That's not my problem. It's all of me, giving all of me to Jesus. That's a battle that you face. And the successful step that you take towards Jesus on a daily basis, that's the you giving of yourself. Faith walk. Lord, I cannot see in front of me. Yet you said take the step, and you take that step. That's faith. When you have faith, that equals trust. That means that I've trusted Christ. And in trusting Christ, that means I trust his word. I trust his death. I trust his love. I trust who Christ is and what Jesus has done, and I trust him that he is going to follow through. I'll give you the scripture in a moment. And as the Lord talks to us and he says, you got faith, trust, but do you realize that it takes a risk? You got to risk something. Abraham, I want you to go. Where am I going, Lord? And where I show you. Abraham, get up with all of your billions of dollars and the wealthiest man on earth. Abraham, I don't want you here anymore. I want you getting away from idolatry. I want you getting away from all the evil that surrounds you. Abraham, get up, take your family, and go. But Lord, where do I go? You go where I show you. you go where I call you. Listen, Christian, well to the voice of God, and he speaks to the heart of man. You have the faith, then trust me and take the risk. That risk, oh, it's not a risk at all. It's a risk in the mind of man. When you take the step that Jesus tells you to take, don't you worry about what's in front of you. I guarantee you, it is not a chunk hole. I guarantee you, it is not a mountain you're going to step off of. I guarantee you, it is a road to eternal life, a road of hope, a road to success for your life. Jesus said, take it. It's a risk. Oh, there's a verse. Listen to Luke 19, verse 26. This is a message version. Risk your life and get more than you ever dreamed of. Play it safe and end up holding the bag. The risk. You and I see it as a risk. God sees it as a promise. Follow me. But Lord, I'm going to hurt myself. Well, Larry, you may get hurt. Oh, but I'm the great physician. I'm the one that created you. I'm the one that'll heal you. Don't you all think I don't know what a miracle is in my life? I will heal you. But listen to me. The miracle was not that I was healed of all these cancers. Not the miracle in my life. The miracle for my life is this. I believe Jesus anyway. If I were to die in the process of all of this, it would still be a miracle because I would get the blessing. The Lord just wasn't through with me down here yet. When he gets through with me, I get to see his glory firsthand, Brother Randy. I feel his glory. I can witness his glory, but I get to see glory in glory. Woo! Glory. What a blessing from God that he touches our life and he says, take that risk. And when you do that, when you have that faith, trust, risk, you got fulfillment. That fulfillment that comes within. Lord, oh, I'm so fulfilled with your love. Don't you understand? It's the filling of his love. The risk is no risk at all. It's the step you take in faith. And God said, watch me bless your life. I have been blessed so much I can't hardly stand it. I mean, I have seen God touch in so many different ways, realizing that I'm not worthy of one touch. It had nothing to do with my worthiness, Brother Randy. It had to do with the blood of Christ. When I said yes to Jesus, I got the blood of Jesus running in me, and nobody can stop that. Death can't stop it. Hell doesn't have a chance. I read the book. People read the book. It's called the Holy Bible. And you will find that you're a winner when you say yes to Christ. You give your life, then he molds you and he grows you. And as you're stepping through life and you think, you know, I've about got this figured out, then you realize, I can't figure any of this out. Why in the world would Jesus love me? Well, I don't even like me a lot of times, Brother Randy, but Jesus still loved me. I only like Randy sometimes. It is the love, don't you see? It's the love that we have for one another in Christ. It's the blood of the Lamb. Then we see that fulfillment. It is the faith, the trust, the risk, the fulfillment that equals success. You got it? And when you are that successful, how can you lose? When you're not dependent on the wealth of the world or the money of the world, or any of this other. For you know that you, what you have today, you can lose every dime of it tomorrow. It's what you give to Christ that matters. You want your strength. You want the peace. You know what Jesus wants? You. Your faithfulness. Your trust. He wants you to look at your own life. And he wants you to know that life is risky. Yes, if I've called you to go there, Larry, it's a possibility that you will die physically. But I'll use that death to glorify me. The possibility is there. trust me. It is putting your hands in the hands of Jesus. No greater hands are available than that protection of Christ. I don't know, today I have all my senses. Tomorrow I may not. I don't know all the diseases that are going on. I don't know, but Jesus does. I trust him. Therefore, I will stand for his name. It doesn't matter. You know, if I was tortured about Jesus, I'd do a lot of screaming, yelling, probably a lot of crying. Oh, it hurts on the torture. But that doesn't change a thing. You can make this body do a lot of things involuntarily, but you can't touch my spirit of who I really am, who you really are. Don't you see? That's the gift from Christ alone. Where God guides you, God will provide for you. Wherever he's guiding you, he will provide for you. Listen to the scripture, Philippians 4:19. My God will fully supply whatever you need. Whatever you need. You got that? Whatever you need, in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Jesus got it all. And he says, I give to you all I have. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for you. The wealthiest of all who've ever been known, who owns it all, creator of it all, loved you and me so much, he gave it all. And he says, I want you to pay attention. Where I guide you, I will provide for you. Trust him. It goes back to that faith. Trust him. When God delays, he knows what's best. When there's a delay in your calling, when there's a delay in your touch that God has given you, there's a reason for it. See, God's the only one that knows about tomorrow. He's the only one that knows the next step you're going to take and where what's going to be in the way. Only God knows that. But so when he delays, he knows best about why he's delaying. Habakkuk 2:3. These things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will not be overdue a single day. Jesus is right on time every time. There will never be a delay on Jesus' guidelines for your life. So don't rush ahead of him. Don't fall behind. Just trust him and watch him carry you across the line. It's the line of victory that God can give. It's the love from God's heart that the world sees as a thrill. It is the power of Jesus that goes within and touches the soul, the spirit. And as he touches that soul and that spirit, he will lift you again and again. Again and again as he touches your life. Jesus says, don't worry about the strife. The strife in this land is nothing to compare to the love of a hand that I give to you. My hand I give to you. My blood I shed. The blood that I give does not relate to the dead, for my children will never see the death that's around. My children will never be put in the ground. My children will be carried by angels to me. My children are the ones that I've set free. I give to you the power of God. I give to you his word. I tell you the truth about his standing. I tell you the depth of that blood. The depth of the blood that Jesus shed goes deeper than a cross in which they found him dead. They said, he's dead and he cannot do anything. Take him down and put him in that tomb. Take him down and put him away so the people will forget as he's in the grave. Though the people may turn and the people may run, not God the Father, because he saw his son. His son had given it all. The debt had been paid. The peace that only God can give would not be buried in a grave. And God comes down and God declares, my son set free. Do not despair, for it is me that goes beyond the rock. The rock did not need to be rolled away, for my son had already come from the grave. My son who gave his life for you is the one that truly tried and true. For in that faith that I've given you, I give you freedom. And it's up to you to choose. Be at peace with my love, says God. Be at peace with what I give to you. For as I give it to you, I offer it to the world. But not all will choose. Not all will give. Not all are ready to receive what I offer. But therefore, remember this, says God. One day, my son will come again. He will come to take his friends, and he will rebuild and remold what I have created, says God. And you're a part of that new creation. For I gave to you, and because I gave, you said I do. You are married now, the church, the bride of Christ. We've become the bride of the living God, the hope of the world. And through the world we shall trod. Share the gospel wherever you go. Share it with love right from your soul. But be at peace. I need you to know, you can't die. I own your soul. Oh, gosh, Brother Randy. What God has given, God multiplies. What he gives, he multiplies. Can you imagine there's more than one of you? Woo! Well, you can imagine it because I met a family with the children, and there's more than one of the mama. It's love because God allows us to be a part of each other. God allows us to take care of our brother. God says, what I've given to you, I will multiply. 2 Corinthians 9:10. God gives seed to the farmer. He will also give you seed and multiply it. In your lives. Now listen to me. In your life, individually. In your lives, he will increase the things you do that have his approval. Man, you better be grabbing that book and saying, what's God approving of? Don't you understand what he is saying? If it meets my approval, I'll multiply it. If it doesn't, what's he saying? You ought not be doing it. So therefore, I'm not going to multiply it. I'll wait till you come to your senses. But I may send something your way to wake you up and bring you to your senses. But here's a great blessing of all this message that I've shared with you today. What God starts, he finishes. Now you listen to me. What God starts, he finishes. He started me. He'll finish me. What God starts, he finishes. He started you. Let him finish you. He's wanting to remold you and to grow you. Philippians 1:6. I am sure that God who began this good work in you will carry it. You got to picture the scripture. As the angels carry you to him when you separate from this body, you will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Christ Jesus. You tell me who's in charge. Colossians 1:6. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is changing lives everywhere, just as it changed yours. It's the good news. It's the good news you carry that changes the world, that changes a life. It's the hope. It's the peace that is offered. You're looking and you're miserable on the inside, and you find that sitting in a church doesn't change it, and sitting in a church never will. But I guarantee you this, Jesus will. When you say, Lord, I believe, let him touch your life. Let him put you back together again, time and time again, on your journey through life. For it is in Jesus' name that life shall stand. And in Jesus' name, he has you in his hand. He offers it to you. Will you be the child that he's called you to be? Follow him. Follow him, and you'll truly be free. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name and thank you, dear Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Father, for a country that gives us the freedom to share it. Give us courage, Father, as your children, as your church, to stand strong and always proclaiming your truth in all that we do. Let your will be done, Father. Let your love be shown to the world through your children. Help us, Father, to be all we can be in Jesus. We praise your name, Father, and we praise it through Jesus, your Son. Amen. Remember, my friends, as you're going out this week, you're going to have a great opportunity. Let's stand together. Go ahead and stand. That way your bones will be working when you're ready to leave. Yeah, help him up, Kathy. Remember, my friends, you're going to have a great opportunity this week. I want you to look down in that ditch of life, that ditch of life that is on your path. I want you to reach that hand down in that ditch of life. You just might touch the hand of Jesus.